Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Thank you for stopping by Hollywood and Levine. I am Ken Levine, hence the title. And one of the features that I have done on the podcast that seems to be very popular is when I take a short scene that I've written and I play it and then dissect it. I give you the thought process. I tell you kind of what went into my thinking, the trouble spots, why I made certain decisions, why I avoided certain things. And even if you're not an aspiring writer, I find that a lot of listeners are very interested in pulling back the curtain and kind of seeing what goes into the writing of a comedy scene. So that's what I'm going to do this week. And I'm going to take a 10-minute play that I wrote called Avocado Toast, and that is the one that we are going to be discussing. Now, this was originally done in March of 2018 at the Ruskin Theater in Santa Monica. They do a very interesting thing once a month. They have a one-day play festival. And what this is, they invite five playwrights, and we show up at the theater at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, and they hand out headshots of two actors apiece, and they give us all the same topic. And then we go off to different corners of the theater, and we have 3.5 hours to write a 10-minute play. Then the actors and the directors come in around noon, 12:30, and they get the scripts. They rehearse and stage and learn them. That's right, they have to memorize these plays. And then at 7:30 and at 9 o'clock, they're performed for an audience. And it's a high-wire act, to be sure, but it's also a tremendous amount of fun, and it's quite a challenge. So the play that I am going to share with you is one that I did for what they call the cafe plays, and they call them that because all you are given is a small table for two, a couple of chairs, and then there's a counter off to the side, and you have to create a scene in a cafe using those actors and using that topic. Well, the topic that particular month was gentrification. And so I came up with a play called Avocado Toast, and I was assigned two young actors, a couple, and I lucked out. They were both terrific actors, Sasha Venn and Hunter Paul. And so what I thought might be fun, since gentrification, you figure, okay, people are going to do scenes where this restaurant is now upscale. I thought, well, what could be trendy, super trendy, but also different and a little weird? And what I came up with was the idea of a restaurant for millennials where every table had its own audience. And then I would use the audience from the theater, and I think there's maybe 60, 70 people that the theater seats, and they would be participating in the play. So that was my idea, and what you're about to hear is the play. then when it is over, I'm going to go back and I am going to tell you what went into my thinking in how I wrote this play. And then you'll have a chance, if you decide you want to listen to it again. And this time you'll know the background. So that's what we're doing this week on Hollywood and Levine. And first of all, let me play the play. Now, I should mention that after this particular performance, I then went back and I did a little polish on the script, and I've submitted it to a number of festivals, and the play has gotten into, I think, 7 or 8 festivals around the country, and hopefully it will get in a few more. But what I decided to do, instead of giving you the very finished product from one of those festivals, I thought I would give you the actual performance from the Ruskin Theater. So a couple of these jokes later got changed and improved, but I want you to hear the original first draft. So again, from March 2018, here is Sasha Venn and Hunter Paul in Avocado Toast, directed, by the way, by Rupert Hitzig.
Didn't this used to be like an old barbecue joint or something?
Well, that's before they redid the place. Now it's the hot new spot.
What the hell? Sherry, what are they doing here?
Well, that's the cool thing about this place, you know, is that every table gets an audience.
What?
Well, yeah, you know how millennials feel like they're always on a reality show? Right? Right. Hey. Well, here they are.
This is insane.
Didn't you notice the name of the place is Me First?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, y'all. I'm Sherry, and this is Bill, and we've been going together for, you know, about like 3 months.
They actually draw an audience to watch people eat?
L.A. is really starved for good theater.
Why don't they go watch a taping of Ellen?
I mean, forget that they're there, okay? You know how long it took me to get a reservation here? You know how many actors want to come and eat here?
Okay.
So, sorry, we're not going to be doing any monologues to Streetcar Named Desire.
Aren't they going to get hungry watching us eat?
Oh, the Umami Burger across the street, formerly Wendy's, does a killer service.
If we get any bread, we'll pass it around.
Well, they don't have bread, but they do have avocado toast.
Avocado toast? What's avocado toast?
You're kidding. It's amazing.
What is it?
It's avocado on toast, Bill.
That's amazing.
Yes, my God, everyone's into it.
Really? Have you guys ever had avocado toast?
Yeah. Yes.
And you like avocado toast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll order avocado toast. What else should we get?
Let's see, they have sustainable seafood. Zoodles.
Zoodles. What are zoodles?
Zucchini noodles. Seriously, do you live in a cave?
The last time I was here, they had ribs. The most exotic thing on the menu was St. Louis ribs.
Okay. Oh, poke bowls. Ooh, scotch bonnet stew.
Okay, you can order.
Cool. Are you leaning towards anything?
Yeah, extra gluten.
You really aren't getting into the spirit of this place, are you?
Sorry. Where's the waiter? Have they forgotten about us already here, or?
Well, they had to cut down on waiters and add ushers.
Hey, can we get a waiter here? I got an idea, okay? On the count of three, we're all gonna yell waiter together. Okay? Sound good? Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Waiter!
Awesome. I mean, where are you guys when I go to Froman's Deli's?
Okay, well, it says that we text them our order, and they text us back when it's ready.
Okay, whatever. Surprise.
Done.
Okay. Now we wait.
Listen, we need to talk.
About what?
About us.
Here? In front of them?
I haven't been happy lately.
You're breaking up with me? In front of an audience?
You see, this is really hard for me.
Okay.
And I needed support.
Well, I guess there are now 51 ways to leave your lover.
Haven't noticed that the sex, it's been really
awesome.
My God! I mean, it's like mechanical.
Why stop with an audience? Why not go on Maury Povich?
You haven't noticed anything?
Maybe it's not all my fault. Did you ever think of that?
What do you mean?
Okay, look, I don't want to sound graphic here, but avocado toast has more life in the sack than you.
You don't even know what avocado toast is, buddy.
It's a spread that lies flat.
And you're a slider.
Oh, yeah? What's a slider?
Something that finishes very quickly.
In your dreams, okay? You want to know something? You're never going to find anyone as good as me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I bet this guy is better in bed than you are.
No way. Well, yeah. Well, I bet she likes to cuddle. Oh.
That's my mother!
Even better, I bet she likes to be wrapped up in a warm embrace. See what I mean?
All right. It's not about sex, okay? It's you're stuck in your ways, right? See, here, tonight, is the perfect example.
Why, you think that this makes me uncomfortable? No. I've adjusted, okay? Hey, guys, guess what? I'm going to go use the urinal later, and you are all invited.
All right, we're done here, so...
Oh, God.
Bill?
I can't breathe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think I'm having an anxiety.
Oh, my God. Bill, what do you want me to do?
Will you give me some water?
Okay, I'll text somebody.
No. Go to a busboy and physically get me some water.
No worries.
Seriously, you guys are going to sit here and watch me? I mean, go watch a taping of The Price is Right or something else.
Here is the coconut-flavored water. It has antioxidant properties, which I don't think that matters right now, but it still has them.
Thank you. This tastes just like water.
That's another one of its good properties.
You know what I've been thinking when I was lying there? That you're not the only sustainable seafood in the sea, okay? Who here wants to go out with me? Show me your hands. Show me your hands, please. All right, good. Okay. See? I'm going to pass out some of these napkins.
Yeah, write it down.
Give me your name.
All right, well, I was thinking, too, maybe I undervalued you a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to take the chance. You don't want to take the chance that maybe I can get more people than you.
No, I'll take a chance. Who here wants to go out with me?
Yay!
Equal opportunity! I got more.
Okay, well, now we have options, okay? We can either be with each other or anyone else.
But I still want to be with you.
Oh. Why?
Well,
people.
Because you're good, and you're kind, and you deal with my craziness. And now that I reconsider, this place is kind of nuts, so you stuck in there.
I want to be with you too. And I know that I can be a little set in my ways, and I think in just about every way, you're perfect for me.
From now on, we can cuddle.
And I'm going to be dynamite in the sack. I mean, more than I have been.
We're a couple, guys!
Let's give him a thrill.
Hey!
Hey, let's get out of here.
Absolutely. Oh, that place that used to be Bail Bob's, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They now made it into a charcoal ice cream parlor.
I mean, charcoal ice cream. Awesome.
Okay, there is Avocado Toast, and that was Sasha Venn and Hunter Paul, and it was directed by Rupert Hitzik. And now let me talk a little bit about what went in to my thought process in coming up with that play. First of all, it's very important, if you're going to have a couple of characters, they each should have different attitudes. So in this case, I thought, okay, I'm going to have one character, Sherry, embrace the idea of this crazy restaurant, and then Bill is totally flummoxed by it and not with it at all. So at least I had a little conflict going in. At the start, of course, I had to explain the premise because the two actors come out and they have to tell the audience exactly what this is. So I need to do that right off the bat. And one thing I decided to do very early on is have Sherry and Bill, and I'm going to call them by their character names, have Sherry and Bill talk directly to the audience because I wanted to involve the audience right away. And I thought, you know what, it's kind of fun for the audience to participate in the play. It kind of gives them another reason to be interested. As much as I could, I wanted to keep hammering the trendy theme, and that certainly plays into the items that were available in the menu and the mere fact that a waiter doesn't come by, that they text their orders, which to me seemed kind of fun. And it was also great to, again, involve the audience. And like a big moment was when Bill asks the audience to yell waiter, and everybody had a great time with that. So again, it's doing whatever I can to, you know, get the most bang for my buck with the premise. Since there is an audience there, I figured, how can I use them? Now, plays, even short plays, have to have a story. They have to have a beginning, middle, and an end. And in terms of a 10-minute play, that's really what separates it from just a sketch. Because a sketch, you get a funny idea, and you do as many jokes as you can, and then you get out of it. I can't tell you how many sketches on Saturday Night Live had great ideas, 5 or 6 really good jokes, and then 3 minutes of wandering around looking for a way out of the scene, and most of the time they never found it and the scene just petered out. Well, for a good play, you want a strong narrative. And so I find, since you don't have an awful lot of time, I find that a good device is a character or a couple of characters ultimately having to make a choice, having to make some decision that is going to change things for them. And you build to that decision, and then whatever decision you have them make, then it takes the play in whatever direction that decision leads. But a decision is an important thing. So you need some kind of issue, some kind of topic that will lead to a decision. And in this case, I thought, okay, again, it's kind of sketchy. You have the premise, and I get a bunch of jokes off of the audience. What's the story? And then I thought, okay, well, what if Sherry wants to break up with Bill? And this is the moment she chooses to tell him in front of an audience. I thought that gave a very funny spin to the whole notion of a breakup scene. And it gave a very funny attitude to Bill, because not only was he kind of thrown by, being dumped, but also, he was kind of embarrassed that this was happening in front of all of these people. And then I thought, okay, how do you make it even more fun? And I thought, well, let's make it more personal. Let's let them talk about sex. And that, again, got a good response from the audience, even to the point where I wanted to then use the audience again, where she says, that guy over there is better in bed than you. And he says, yeah, well, she likes to cuddle. And the great joke where she says, yeah, that's my mother. And I always have in future versions of that story, depending upon who he picks, she says, either that's my mother or my sister. Anyway, that's a good joke that I try to preserve. I try to get as much mileage as I can out of that. And again, you just don't want to do 10 minutes of arguing back and forth. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be fun if he had an anxiety attack? And basically what I was going for there was the moment where he's just lying on the ground still. And after a beat, again, he's very conscious of the audience and goes, really, you're just staring at a guy lying on the ground? So that's why I did that. And then, again, bring up the audience, really involve them. Who wants to date me? Who wants to date me? So we build to a point where now they have a choice. They could go with anybody in the audience, or they could go with each other. And at that point, they both decide to stay with each other. And ultimately, that is the resolution of the play. And they go off. And I do have a better joke in subsequent drafts for the end, where the current end, he's like, oh, okay, charcoal ice cream, great, I'll go along with that. Yeah, it's kind of weak. And I had a much better ending where, again, she says, well, there's a place that has charcoal ice cream. And he says, fuck that, we're going to Dairy Queen. And that got a bigger laugh. So that was my thought process all in 3 hours of writing this play, and then trying to find as many jokes as I possibly could. And so now what I'm going to do again is play it. And now that you know what's behind the lines, maybe you'll listen to it a little bit differently. So once again, here is Avocado Toast.
Didn't this used to be like an old barbecue joint or something?
Well, that's before they redid the place. Now it's the hot new spot.
What the hell? Sherry, what are they doing here?
Well, that's the cool thing about this place, is that every table gets an audience.
What?
Well, yeah, you know how when we millennials feel like they're always on a reality show. Right? Right. Hey. Well, here they are.
This is insane.
Didn't you notice the name of the place is Me First?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, y'all. I'm Sherry, and this is Bill, and we've been going together for, you know, about, like, 3 months.
They actually draw an audience to watch people eat?
L.A. is really starved for good theater.
I wanted to go watch a taping of Ellen.
I mean, forget that they're there, okay? You know how long it took me to get a reservation here? You know how many actors want to come and eat here?
Okay.
So sorry, we're not going to be doing any monologues to Streetcar Named Desire.
Aren't they going to get hungry watching us eat?
The Umami Burger across the street, formerly Wendy's, does a killer service.
If we get any bread, we'll pass it around.
Well, they don't have bread, but they do have avocado toast.
Avocado toast? What's avocado toast?
You're kidding. It's amazing.
What is it?
It's avocado on toast, Bill.
That's amazing.
Yes, my God. Everyone's into it.
Really? Have you guys ever had avocado toast?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you like avocado toast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll order avocado toast. What else should we get?
Let's see, they have sustainable seafood. Zoodles.
Zoodles. What are zoodles?
Zucchini noodles. Seriously, do you live in a cave?
The last time I was here, they had ribs. The most exotic thing on the menu was St. Louis ribs.
Okay. Oh, poke bowls. Ooh, scotch bonnet stew.
Okay, you can order.
Cool. Are you leaning towards anything?
Yeah, extra gluten.
You really aren't getting into the spirit of this place, are you?
Sorry. Where's the waiter? Have they forgotten about us already here, or...?
Well, they had to cut down on waiters and add ushers.
Hey, can we get a waiter here? I got an idea, okay? On the count of three, we're all gonna yell waiter together. Okay? Sound good? Okay, ready? One, two, three. Waiter! Yeah! Awesome! I mean, where are you guys when I go to Froman's Deli's?
Okay, well, it says that we text them our order, and they text us back when it's ready.
Okay, whatever. Surprise.
Done.
Okay. Now we wait.
Listen, we need to talk.
About what?
About us.
Here? In front of them?
I haven't been happy lately.
You're breaking up with me? In front of an audience?
You see, this is really hard for me.
Okay.
And I needed support.
Well, I guess there are now 51 ways to leave your lover.
I mean, you haven't noticed that the sex, it's been really
awful. Oh, my God!
I mean, it's, like, mechanical.
Why stop with an audience? Why not go on Maury Povich?
You haven't noticed anything?
Maybe it's not all my fault. Did you ever think of that?
What do you mean?
Okay, look, I don't want to sound graphic here, but avocado toast has more life in the sack than you.
You don't even know what avocado toast is, buddy.
It's a spread that lies flat.
And you're a slider.
Oh, yeah? What's a slider?
Something that finishes very quickly.
Oh! In your dreams, okay? You want to know something? You're never going to find anyone as good as me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I bet this guy is better in bed than you are.
No way. Well, yeah. Well, I bet she likes to cuddle.
Oh. That's my mother.
Yeah, even better. I bet she likes to be wrapped up in a warm embrace. See what I mean?
All right. It's not about the sex, okay? It's you're stuck in your ways, right? See, here, tonight is the perfect example.
Why, you think that this makes me uncomfortable? No. I've adjusted, okay? Hey, guys, guess what? I'm going to go use the urinal later, and you are all invited.
All right, we're done here, so. Bill?
I can't breathe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think I'm having an anxiety.
Oh, my God. Bill, what do you want me to do?
Will you give me some water?
Okay, I'll text somebody.
No. Go to a busboy and physically get me some water.
All right. No worries.
Seriously, you guys are going to sit here and watch me? I mean, go watch a taping of The Price is Right or something else.
Here is some coconut flavored water. It has antioxidant properties, which I don't think that matters right now, but it still has them.
Thank you. This tastes just like water.
That's another one of its good properties.
You know what I've been thinking when I was lying there? That you're not the only sustainable seafood in the sea, okay? Who here wants to go out with me? Show me your hands. Show me your hands, please. All right, good. Okay. See, I'm going to pass out some of these napkins.
Yeah, write it down.
Give me your name.
All right, well, you know, I was thinking too, maybe I undervalued you a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to take the chance. You don't want to take the chance that maybe I can get more people than you.
No, I'll take a chance. Who here wants to go out with me?
Yay!
Equal opportunity! Yeah. I got more.
Okay, well, now we have options, okay? We can either be with each other or anyone else.
But I still want to be with you.
Oh. Why?
Because you're good and you're kind. And, deal with my craziness. And now that I reconsider, this place is kind of nuts, so you stuck in there.
I want to be with you, too. And I know that I can be a little set in my ways, and I think in just about every way, you're perfect for me.
From now on, we can cuddle.
And I'm going to be dynamite in the sack. I mean, more than I have been.
We're a couple, guys!
Yay! Thank you. Let's give him a thrill.
Yay!
Hey, let's get out of here.
Absolutely. Oh, that place that used to be Bail Box, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They now made it into a charcoal ice cream parlor.
I mean, charcoal ice cream. Awesome. Woo! Oh!
Babe.
Maybe I'll play it a third and fourth time. No, just kidding. Again, avocado toast, and our thanks to Sasha Venn, Hunter Paul, and Rupert Hitzek. And hopefully you guys found that somewhat instructive. And that will do it for this week on Hollywood and Levine. And if you are in the Southern California area, usually it is the third Sunday of the month that the Ruskin Theater does these cafe plays, and they have a website. You might want to check it out. They're really kind of fun. Also, if you go to my Instagram page, I'll try to put up some pictures from this particular production so that you can actually get an idea of what the actors looked like. And that will do it for this week of Hollywood and Levine. Our thanks, as always, to Adam and Susie Meister-Butler, to Bruce and Jason Miller, John Wolford, and Howard Hoffman. You can find me on Instagram, Hollywood and Levine. You can also email me, HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. That is HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. And please subscribe if you haven't already. And as always, shamelessly, I could use a 5-star review. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye. Hollywood and Levine.